Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hello, hello. We're here. Just thought you'd want to hear a little more music today. Friday, finally. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, getting underway here, full 4 hours with you on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello here, Tony Gwynn Jr. there, Matt Scraby over yonder as we hang out in the Odyssey Palace studios. On a day where I really searched and searched and searched for San Diego angled sports news.
Not a lot.
I found nothing. Yeah. So, I mean, nothing.
Nothing.
So, I think kind of a potpourri of discussions to have on the program today. We head into the NFL weekend, week 15, and we'll get into some of that. Obviously, there's a couple of baseball notes here and there. NBA Cup semifinals are tonight. You know, as a matter of fact, let's start the show over. We got to start with the NBA Cup, don't we, Scrape?
NBA Cup is the dumbest thing that sports has ever done.
I know how he loves it.
I'm sorry.
I know how he loves it.
It's the dumbest thing. No one even knows what's going on.
Well, yeah, that's true. If you out there can name the semifinal games in the NBA Cup tonight, consider yourself probably,
the Knicks are one.
Probably too much of an NBA fan. I think it's Knicks versus... Oh, boy.
Is it tonight? Are you sure it's tonight?
It may not even be tonight.
I thought it
right?
was a Friday. It's Friday
I thought it was
night.
Finally a Friday. I think you have the NBA Cup games tonight. I don't know. Oklahoma City plays the
Knicks
Spurs.
Knicks don't play tonight if it is tonight.
All right. Oklahoma City's going to play the Spurs. The Knicks are going to play somebody else.
Neither of those teams are playing.
All right. Tonight. So the games aren't tonight. Look, I'm dying for content, so much so that I went to the NBA Cup. Well, let's start here. To the kids at Cathedral High School. Good luck tonight. They're going up to Saddleback. Braden Suprenant's guys going to play for the state championship against Folsom. I think we have a couple of other schools that are playing in smaller division state championships. I don't want to leave those kids out, but best of luck to all the football teams that are playing and still alive for a state championship. I was one of those, you know, old get off my lawn guys, Tony. Didn't necessarily think a state championship was necessary.
Really?
You know, I thought you win.
I would have never have guessed that.
Really?
Honestly.
Oh, you would have thought I was into the state championship.
Yeah, I mean, I know going back to when I was in high school.
You wanted that.
Absolutely.
You did.
Absolutely.
So
and, it was
you're,
only, and it was only in basketball.
Right,
at the time
basketball's
that
always had it.
Right.
Basketball's always had it. But I've always felt you know, there's a certain disappointment, right? If you have a 37-0 basketball season, you sweep through the conference, you sweep through the CIF, even win the Southern Section, and then you go up to, they used to play it in Arco Arena back when they had the Arco Arena. I don't know where they play it now, but Sacramento somewhere. But yeah, you get your, you know, you meet a team from Northern California and they wax you by 20. You know, I don't want you to think that's a disappointing season now.
I know, but But most of the time, if not all the time, those teams at the time were stuck wondering, man, we beat that team up there north. And basketball was the only, as you said, was the only place
one you could prove
you
it.
You could prove it.
Yeah. I mean, I remember
for me in baseball, being able to take it beyond.
You wanted that. Absolutely. But you're good. See, I didn't want to challenge myself. I wanted to see if I could get through what I could get through. You know, I don't know. When the basketball did the state playoffs back in the day, Tony, and I think you might have actually been playing when things were starting to turn a little bit. But before you started to play at Poway and other places, the teams that would win CIF championships here would go into the state playoffs and honestly routinely get creamed by whoever the LA representatives were.
Yeah.
So it was almost embarrassing, you know, like our team would be 32-0 and go play a fifth place team from, you know, LA City schools and it wouldn't even be close.
Yeah, no,
but now San Diego
time, but
right. So San Diego's turned the tide there and started to win some of those, so it's a little more fair. All right, so good luck to Cathedral. You're right. The kids at Cathedral, I'm sure not one of them would say, yeah, I wish we weren't playing this game.
Right.
100%. I'm sure they're excited.
They want to keep playing, for sure.
So good luck to them. And, you know, I'll say it ahead of time. If they get beat by Folsom, there is nothing that can diminish the season they've had. So let's try to keep that in perspective. Good luck to everybody out there. I made a realization today that I want to share with everybody.
Is this finally the thing that you came in saying the swear word about?
I swore because I saw you.
No, he comes running in.
It had nothing to do with the rest of this.
He comes running in and he's like, I got the bleeping bet. I'm like, dude, what's up?
It's pretty simple, really.
Scraby was very mom-like.
Well, yeah. We have St. Like, Jude.
Watch your mouth.
We have the St. Jude volunteers literally like 10 feet away. Yeah, but Chris is yelling the F word.
I don't know that he said it loud enough for them to be able to hear in a studio.
I wasn't on the air with it. First of all, thanks for revealing the behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, we're going to have I saw it on the Big Five later. We have a thing about a reporter who was on a private jet.
We sure do.
Telling stories out of school about the Tennessee Titans. And now here you are sharing off the microphone, you know, stories with people that are actually painting me in a very bad and unrespectful light.
Well, stop trying to control the story and just be a nicer person.
He also is the main culprit when I come back from road trips, trying to get me to tell.
Yeah, what did Manny really say about that?
But I'm not going to go repeat it on the air. And by the way,
well, you don't have to repeat it on the air because Tony's not going to tell you in the first place.
Vault.
But by the way, like
vault, it's in the vault.
By the way, this. Never mind. I don't want to go down that road.
Look, for those who are unfamiliar where we're at, the saying, happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, was basically invented.
Okay, fine, I'll say it.
For people to not share things that aren't supposed to be shared on the air. And you do it constantly.
We've been working to. This guy forgets a lot of what he does on the air, too. I don't know why he.
I'm just going to sit back.
I don't understand why he's blaming me.
Who is this guy?
You. He said the other day, remember, Tony, he said the other day, I have never compared you to my wife. And he literally compared me to his wife before the show today. And by the way, we've never had an off-air rule. We just kind of understand if we don't want something said, we say, this is off-the-air conversation.
All right, when I came into the room today, I said, I'm upset and don't share that with everybody.
He did not say that.
Well, here's why I was upset.
I guess we got our opening.
Here's why I was upset. I was honestly upset at myself. And I have now, for some reason, the light went on today because I've been experiencing this throughout my life. And I bet you many of you have experienced the same thing and you're not 100% sure why. But I've discovered the answer for you. Here's what we're talking about. When you're out there and you're driving and you're running some errands. You got to go, you know, I don't know, drop something off, pick up something at the market, go to the bank. You got a few things to do. When you're out there and you're driving around and you're trying to beat the hustle bustle of everyday traffic and that, if you have nowhere else to be, right? You have plenty of time. You don't care as much when the Yahoo cuts you off. You don't care as much when you miss the red light. You don't care that much when the light doesn't turn green when it's supposed to.
Right, it skips you.
You don't, you know, you go, eh, and then you're okay.
Yeah.
However, when you are late or you have somewhere you've got to be at a certain time, that is when you lose it out there. So I was supposed to leave the house at 12:30 today because we are supposed to be here at 1, but I had about 20 minutes worth of things to do. Wanted to leave 10 extra minutes for that. Well, I blew it. I used up the 10 minutes at the house before I left. So now I needed everything to go perfect so that I could get here on time to meet with you guys. Well, things didn't go perfect, right? This guy cut me off. I missed that light. That light was way too long. There was more traffic here. The guy in line in front of me was trying to get lottery tickets, and that took 45 minutes. Okay, so, and I was losing it, and the steam's coming out. So I finally realized, note to myself, note to all of you, leave yourself extra time to get places and don't be running late. Your life will be so much more relaxed. Sounds simple, but not many of us put that into practice. And don't say, oh, it took you this to figure it out.
It took you 83 years to figure this out?
Most of us don't.
But most of us haven't thought of it in those terms. We get frustrated. We get upset. We yell at somebody out there. But it's because we ourselves are running behind. So just
except for Scraby, who just gets like
he
that
just does it anyway. So maybe there's no help for him.
When I went through my process of rehab and recovery and AA and all that stuff, I fully take responsibility for things that happen to me because it's most likely my fault.
Okay, so when you're running late though,
and
I cut you off in traffic. You don't scream because you immediately go, well, it's my fault I'm running late. No, you don't do that.
But that doesn't...
You scream anyway.
Someone cutting me off in traffic has nothing to do with me running late.
Well, it can.
But it should, because what I'm saying is if you have plenty of time to be there, it doesn't bother you as much.
But that guy could still cut you off in traffic. Someone else probably will cut you off in traffic. Like, at some point. So even if you left 5 minutes earlier, what's to say someone else wouldn't have done that?
The point is that you probably aren't going to react to it.
Your reaction's going to be different to it.
Because you're not running late.
You guys know me. I am a situation-oriented person.
I said you specifically.
I need situations. Because if someone cuts me off, I'm not going to... I'm going to be angry regardless.
What I'm saying here is for every other person out there listening except you. You have your own way of having to do things. For the rest of us, do yourself a favor. Leave early. Try not to be running late. You'll never believe how much more relaxed and happy your life is. There. I said it. We're going to move on.
Kirk Kenny has a text, though. Kirk Kenny said, thanks.
Then let's stop the show.
Well, it's a good one. Thanks, Chris. I learned that tip when I was 12.
Why don't you take us a break before I come over there and
strangle me?
Can again? We take a break?
Oh, yeah, we'll take a break. We'll
you
be
sure?
back. Yes, we're going to take a break.
Right. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
2:17 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby out to get some paperwork. So it's just Chris and I chilling.
Lock the door, will you?
If there was a lock, I would. And yeah. Watch him freak out. We put the camera on him and everything.
Barge in here.
So you guys are going to have to live with this music playing in the background until Scraby comes back.
Because we all know you and I don't know how to shut her down.
So I'll do my best to kind of talk over it until Scraby comes back.
Scraby, the music is driving everybody crazy.
There we go. As he fades it out.
We toyed with locking you out of the room, but we needed to get the music shut down. So
not only that, there's no lock on the door either. It would have been funny to watch you in the glass have to stay outside if we locked the door.
Before I got up, I checked. Did I really just take a minute 15 waiting for this printer?
I don't think apparently. You took a minute 15.
Whatever.
I think you might have calculated it wrong. You've done that before.
After I just did a segment saying I take responsibility, and I'm about to not take responsibility, but I will take responsibility.
Just to clarify, the NBA Cup is tomorrow.
Yes.
1-3 seeds in both East and West semifinal. But there is 7 games in the NBA tonight, just regular standard NBA games.
NBA regular fare.
Right, right.
I believe the games that are being played tonight, and this I know way too much about the NBA because I even know this much, these are all matchups that were created as a result of the NBA Cup results. Teams that are playing tonight are playing each other because they're not alive in the NBA Cup, but they need to play games to keep up with those other teams on the schedule.
This is like consolation matchups, consolation but not type connected stuff. To it. You know?
But when you, at the beginning of the season, like whoever the Lakers might be playing tonight wasn't even on the schedule.
No. They're playing Phoenix. They both lost in the last
round. So that's why they're right. So they're matched up. Anyway, that's way too much information.
I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but the name Logan White probably is familiar to a lot of you Padre fans.
He's been behind a lot of the talent the Padres have been able to acquire. I mean, he helped before getting here. He helped bring the likes of Clayton Kershaw and Cody Bellinger and a lot of those players that came through the Dodgers before AJ Preller plucked him out of there and brought him here to San Diego to help kind of spearhead the talent we've seen here. He's retiring. He is, you know, stepping away from a game that he has been involved in it almost his entire life. And so I wanted to shout out Logan. He's really one of the best scouts I've ever been around, talent evaluators I've ever been around, and one of the nicest dudes. So Logan,
what did Logan White think of the analytics? Did anybody ever, you know what I mean? Somebody like that be interesting to talk to about.
I think
because he probably did a lot of his career without that stuff.
He did, and I think what made him so good is that when the analytics came around, he was able to kind of analyze it in a way that a lot of other people couldn't, you know, because right. he had seen so much with his eyes. When he was able to acquire the knowledge of the analytics side, you know, he was able to separate himself. But nonetheless, certainly one of the better talent evaluators is done in the game of baseball, for now, at least. What else? Where else can we go? A couple of the kind of league news going on. NWSL. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of the kind of star players in recent months have headed to Europe. Naomi Girma, who was here in San Diego with the San Diego Wave, took off to Chelsea. And she was followed by one of the Thompson sisters up in L.A., the younger young lady went to Chelsea as well. And so right now, Trinity Rodman, who is probably the face of women's soccer right now in terms of the NWSL, his contract is up. And sound like she was getting a lot of love coming from Europe. This was basically putting the NWSL in jeopardy of losing another marquee player. And so they have rules that prevent the teams from being able to sign beyond the salary cap. I think it was $1.1 million this year. They've already addressed that by changing the rule to allow teams to pay more, kind of in the same vein that the MLS does for some of the guys who come over from Europe. So it's a big step for the NWSL being able to try to keep these players here that are homegrown and are really the key asset in allowing the game to continue to grow here.
It seems like you've got to have name players.
For sure.
Right? You just do. There's certain players. And it was interesting because the commissioner turned down
their
salary,
deal,
right?
Yeah.
And we talked about it on a Big Five, and we said, well, probably doing it for the good of the league. The more I think about it, might not be for the good of the league, because although I think it would be difficult for other star players to accept less salary than Trinity Rodman, it's kind of like the Tiger Woods golf thing, isn't it?
Right.
People came to golf because of Tiger Woods. Some of the golfers were jealous. The smart golfers realized how lucky they were that he existed, because they ended up making more money. Trinity Rodman might be the one name that can carry the NWSL into a place where the others would make more money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It
sounded like possibly they was turned down because they knew they had to kind of come up with a league-wide rule,
right?
As opposed to just making this one exemption for Trinity.
Yeah, but
it sounds like at least they've opened the door now for that to happen. Now, I think there's some other things that need to happen between the U.S. national team as well as the NWSL. As well as the team, but it certainly seems like at least now the avenue is open to be able to keep her and any other players who are of that ilk moving forward, which is, I think, something that the league had been already discussing before this came up, just wasn't as serious until after, you know, Trinity Rodman became available and kind of sped things up a little bit.
All of these other leagues out there, you know, away from, quote, the major four, right? They're all trying to find their niche. They're all trying to find the best way to make money. The WNBA is among these leagues.
Yes, it is.
You know, I want them to be number one, and they're better than they've ever been. And I've said it 100 times. But now they're coming up on the push versus
first,
the shove.
First real negotiation right here.
Are the players, you know, should they get more money because of who they are? And we know a lot of these players now. They are star players. They are names that we know. But is the league truly making money, or the teams just have the money because they're all owned by NBA people? So it depends on who you ask. The players feel like there's more money to be had out there. The league says, yes, but our league itself is not making money. So they're in a tough spot. Caitlin Clark came out, and she is, of course,
the marquee of
the marquee of the marquees.
Right.
And she said, hey, I don't care what we do. We better figure something out because we need to play. And whereas I don't disagree with Caitlin Clark, I don't think it'd be great for the WNBA to take a half a year off. It's easy for Caitlin Clark to say that we can accept any salary because she already makes $80 million on the side.
Right. She's probably the highest.
Right.
I would have to assume so the highest not, paid player.
She's not the best representation to say this.
Right.
The league is trying to stick up for the rank and file and the rest of the players in the WNBA who need that salary to survive. Caitlin Clark doesn't need that salary to survive.
Says among the players' priorities are transforming the league's salary structure and revenue sharing system.
Yeah.
They want something, it sounds like, similar to what the NBA has, introducing standards for team facilities and staffing and garnering more robust benefits. That's health, that's accommodations in terms of where you're staying. I think right now they house rookies. I know in the last proposal, although salaries went up a lot, they were no longer going to house the rookies. That has been a little bit of a sticking point. Listen, this in reality, this is all part of how these negotiations go.
Yeah.
And I think each side, from the player's standpoint, they want to get advance the ball as far as they can so that when they have this next one, they're starting from that point versus a little bit further
True.
Back. And the owners on their side are trying to prevent them from so that because they know these things will come up, and if business goes well, how much further can they
advance? It seems like the WNBA should have some money. All of these games are on ESPN. There has to be some fee being paid there. I always worry about something I witnessed in an old soccer league. Before the NWSL, Tony, there was the WUSA. This started 20-something years ago. San Diego had a team. I was the broadcaster for the team. The team lasted only 2 or 3 seasons. Why? The players in the league were all the players that you knew from the famous Rose Bowl win.
The 99ers,
Brandi Chastain and Julie Foudy and Mia Hamm. We still know these names. They all wanted to be treated in their league like they had been treated when they were on the women's national team. So they booked the nicest hotels. They booked nice travel. They ran out of money.
They weren't
ready to sustain that kind of thing. So, you know, it's all
a
balancing act.
Right. That's kind of the push and pull that you're talking about.
Right.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Scrape.
Bailey Barnhart.
Yes,
we got
Bailey
coming
right.
on. Yeah, Last Tech basketball with a big win this week.
Coming off the Kansas State beatdown. We'll get to chop it up with the Lady Aztec on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature,
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, 234. Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby, together. Odyssey Palace Studios. San Diego, California, heading into the weekend here. Finally a Friday. Nothing really major to discuss.
Or not major.
What?
I said, or there's nothing major or like...
Oh, right. There's nothing
minor.
There's not even any yachting stories out there today.
I have a story we could talk about later. Okay. Do you know who Steve Phillips is?
Yes.
Yeah.
He used to be of the ESPN.
We talked about this briefly yesterday. You guys called me crazy, but he's saying that he believes Francisco Lindor is going to be a Padre this coming season.
There we go.
And I have the audio.
He didn't just say that. He also said that there's been offers already made.
Is that yes?
So, I mean,
we'll have to play that soon.
Lindor will not be here. Tatis will. End of stories.
It's not stopping anyone from asking.
Yeah, you can, but you can throw out there everything you want to. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get how these people keep jobs by making outlandish claims out of every 50 that come true. That doesn't seem to be journalism.
Well, we get into it later.
Did you watch Tony's video that he sent us from Pablo Torre and Dan Levitard talking about how journalism is dead?
Hey, this was, I don't know if you saw that, Chris, but... First of all, we've been on Pablo's head pretty strong.
Yes.
But
Pablo's sticking up for that great bastion of journalism?
Yes, he is.
Then maybe he ought to get a story right himself time to time.
He does
once in a while. He's missed on a bunch too, though. How do we know what to believe and what not to believe?
I will say he's hit way more often than he's not hit.
I don't know. Okay.
And
well, I'm glad you think so. I'm not knocking
Chris
you.
Chris can't name two or three stories that he is wrong about.
Move on, Tony. Honestly.
No, but what Pablo Torre was saying is that it's easier to be troll
than
it is to be the journalist.
We should play it later so Chris could hear it, because I think it's actually...
we'll have a nice discussion about it. We'll have a nice discussion about that later. In the meantime, when it comes to excellent coaching, I think all of us believe that losing a heartbreaking game and immediately blaming your players with a swear, foul-mouthed rant might not be the best way to get them to respond afterwards, but that's what Todd Bowles went with last night after the Bucks blew that game to the Falcons.
Excusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was in the inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's for no excuse for it. That's what you tell him in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
He actually said after, he's like, I don't normally swear that much, but
He couldn't stop swearing.
He was.
The one part you didn't hear there is that he went on to say, or at least what I read him saying, was that, you know, the coaches have done everything they can do. I mean, he said that flat out. The coach, we've done everything. The players, it's up to them. They blew the game. Okay, where that may be 100% correct, is it the best thing to do? Tony, what do you think? I mean, we'll see how the Bucks respond, I guess.
I think when you have a leader like Baker Mayfield, I think this kind of talk works.
Okay.
I think, and as we've listened to Bowles speak after pretty much every week, never heard him in this type of energy.
Right. Would lose its appeal if you did it all the time.
You couldn't do this all the time.
It's something he's tried to do something behind closed doors.
It just seemed, I think it, to me, what I thought of as he was saying this was the fact that it was the Falcons who haven't been playing good football at all. This is, and on top of that, this is like the third straight loss, it feels like, for Tampa, where although the other teams they played were tough, this was one they needed to have.
Well, they lost to the Saints the week before.
I think this was a buildup of all of that.
Yeah.
And as he said, it's not something he'll do again, but maybe that's what they needed to hear in this particular. It's not often that we hear coaches say anything other than, hey, we all have to do a better job.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in our minds, we're thinking, nah, it ain't y'all that need to do a better job. It's the dudes on the field that need to do a better job. And maybe, actually, this was a coach that said what it was for once.
Maybe the coach should have said what he said, but added, it wouldn't have hurt if one of our defensive coordinators would have figured out to cover Kyle Pitts, who's never been that open in his entire career.
He had a hell of a game.
Yes, he did.
Didn't he?
All right. We'll get back into the NFL. But right now, a big week for the Aztecs basketball. Conference play is starting next week, but the women Aztecs ended up non-conference play on a big high note the other day, guys. Beat Kansas State on the road, 64-53. A Kansas State team, by the way, that was in the Sweet 16 last year. So nice win. And joining us from the Aztec women's team is Bailey Barnhard, the sophomore forward from San Diego and starring now at her hometown school at San Diego State. Bailey, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Chris?
Well, I'm good. Tony's here as well. We appreciate you taking a break. I know Friday afternoon's a big beach day for you. So hate to cut into that, but let's talk about, you know, first of all, let's talk about the team and what this meant to win that game, you know, on Wednesday at K-State. It's all a process. You guys won the championship in the conference last year, so I know that's the ultimate goal, but this win, I would imagine, is going to give you guys a lot of confidence moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. To go to K-State and play in that arena filled with 5,000, 6,000 little kids screaming at the top of their lungs was definitely the highlight after a couple bumpy roads to start this season. But ultimately, being able to beat them after they just came off of a big-time win against number 13 Ole Miss was definitely the highlight of the season so far for at least myself and a couple other girls. So.
Bailey, you started every game this season so far after your freshman season, in which you played a little bit, but not as much as I'm sure you would like. What were you able to kind of take from your experience last year as you went into the spring and as you moved through the summer to kind of establish yourself as a starting big?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest motivator, at least for me, was my butt on the bench.
I've heard that before.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's very true. Obviously, I wish there were some more opportunities last year, but taking those experiences that I had last year and working so that that same kind of year wouldn't repeat itself this year was my biggest motivator. I did not want to sit on the bench anymore. But I will say that that year really helped me get that motivation, one, and two, learn a lot from just watching a different perspective than I was normally used to. But yeah, I took a lot from last year and it helped me, you know, really get a lot of work in with the help of the coaching staff, James especially. So yeah, it really helped a lot in ways I didn't really realize then.
Bailey Barnhart is with us from the San Diego State women's basketball team, a star here in San Diego at Del Norte High School, all CIF. Yes. And moving on to the Aztecs. And really, you know, Bailey talked about she didn't get the chance to play as much. I don't think it was because of her. It was because of three players that were ahead of her.
Right.
They were all really good players, and they all had, you know, really great years. So it was just hard. But the big breakthrough, I thought, for Bailey came in the game that we went down to LSU. And, you know, the tournament game. Obviously, it was a one-sided game. But in the second half, Bailey came in there and held her own. In fact, outplayed a lot of those LSU kids. I thought that was a stepping stone right there, Bailey.
Yeah, that was a fun game, fun environment. And in a situation where you really have nothing to lose, it was easy to kind of just give it my all in such a big stage. So that was fun, yeah.
Bailey, what has it been like for you being a homegrown kid here? We just talked about played at Del Norte. What is it like to be able to play at home in front of friends and family as often as you get to?
Well, obviously there comes the perk of the weather that I love. And but ultimately, my community is my everything. My family came to a lot of my high school games at Del Norte, and they've continued to come at San Diego State. My grandpa has 4 front row seats in the nice padded area. So just having them in my corner is really my everything. A lot of my neighbors, my friends, and they all come. And it really is the kind of support that really pushes me to try and get better and be better, especially with all the help that they've provided me with.
Now, you said your grandparents have 4 front row tickets. I see your dad at the games. He's about 3-4 rows back, so evidently he gets shuffled to the back, but I'm kidding. We got to talk about your dad, because his name, Barnhart, some may remember this. Look, if you were a USD basketball fan at all, you remember Brooks Barnhart, who was a all-conference forward for USD, and that is Bailey's dad, and he is such a good guy, Tony. The support that he gives Bailey, and you've talked about this to me before, as a parent who's an athlete, letting the coaches do their thing,
Absolutely.
Not involving. Her dad, to me, is that kind of guy and gives you the right support, Bailey. I think it means a lot to you, and it's given you a good, you know, background to go about your career.
Yeah, 100%. My dad introduced me to the game, but as far as my college career, he's been – just supportive. He knows that there's so much that is unseen in practices that the fans don't get to see, so he doesn't really have much input. Lets the coaches like do their thing, and I like it that way. You know, he's just somebody I could vent to, and he doesn't really add much input back, but he really is supporting me through everything.
Now, I imagine that changed a little bit once you got to college. When you were in high school, I mean, how tough was Pops on you in terms of the way you went about your business on the court?
You do have pretty good footwork. You must have got that somewhere.
You know, honestly, a lot of people are surprised when I say this. He would let me initiate everything. All the extra hours I put in the gym, it was all initiated by myself. He was never the type to push a lot, but when I would ask, he would help me a lot. And whether that's rebounding, defense, you know, I told Chris this a bunch. We went on one a lot before he got too old. before I started beating.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just a fun guy.
He is a he really is a good guy. Bailey Barnhart is our guest from the Aztec women's basketball team. You came in last year with Naomi Ponganiban from La Jolla Country Day, and then two other freshmen, Nat Martinez and Kaylin Hamilton. The four of you have formed a bond that, you know, I saw last year. It has really carried over into this year. You guys all room together and come to the games together and support each other. And it's fun the other day at K-State. I don't know if you saw, but all four of you are on the court. It's not the first time. But what a great connection you all seem to have made.
Yeah, 100%. Those are my girls. I think through life, you know, we spent so much time together on the court and now off the court living together. And I say this all the time, a lot of chemistry that's made off the court translates to on the court. And so just being able to share that time with them on the court is everything to me, especially.
Now, is your dad having a hard time showing up wearing Aztec black?
That's right, as a USD guy.
I mean,
yeah,
this has got to be a little bit of conflict of interest.
Yeah, it was a pretty big debate right before I came to school, but he's decked out in all the gear now.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, but it took a little bit to get there.
You might be able to tell Bailey's got a great sense of humor and a great way about her, but I'm going to give you just a little peek into how devious this young lady is, Tony. You like these stories anyway. We're on the plane the other night coming back from K-State, and we had to sit on the runway when we landed for
tarmac.
I don't know, tarmac. Thank you, Scraby. Probably for 45 minutes while the plane ahead of us deplaned or whatever. So anyway, everybody's nerves are getting a little touchy.
45 minutes is a long time on the tarmac.
All right. So about five rows ahead of us as everybody's deplaning, we're in row 30-something. A lady got upset at a guy who kind of tried to move and push his way past her. And she goes, "He's pushing me. He's pushing me." And the stewardess stepped in. It didn't really develop, but it got everybody's attention. We're sitting five rows behind. Bailey turns to me and says, "When we get off, I'm going to tell the stewardess you've been pushing me." That is the devious Bailey Barnhart right there. So anyway, hey, Bailey, best of luck, obviously. You know, I'll be there. Tony will be down at games, and we wish you the best. It's going to be another great season, I'm sure. Kicks off with conference play next Wednesday, at Fresno. Mm-hmm. And then the first conference home game is a week from Saturday. So we'll be catching up with you throughout the season. Say hi to everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you for your time.
Good job, Bailey. Thank you. Bailey Barnhart from the Aztec women's basketball team. Yeah, the interesting thing, we didn't discuss that, Tony, but you can speak to this as a parent and as a fan watching young people play.
Yeah.
Bailey Barnhart is uber talented and uber skilled, and her dad did teach her the right way to play basketball. From my place, watching her, she doesn't believe that as much as I believe that or as you might believe that. Right. And so when she's out on the court, you see her being a little hesitating sometimes. There was a moment in the game the other day where their lead had been cut to 8 or 9 points late in the game, and she got the ball on the wing in kind of an isolation, and Justin Hudson, who's the assistant, we know him, just started yelling, "Bailey, take her. You can take her." She hesitated for a second, and then, okay, and she took her and got the hoop. And she got the hoop. And that's the kind of thing I'm sure you probably see with your own daughters and many parents out there, trying to make sure they believe the ability that they really do have. And it's interesting to see it develop as you go along and watch them.
It really is. I mean, it sounds cliche, but, you know, not allowing kids to say I can't or I won't. All of that is a mental exercise for them. And so I'm a big believer in letting your kids kind of go out. And as much as I want, and listen, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I do yell things, and I know I shouldn't, but they need to be out there experiencing that and learning on their own. And sometimes, especially from a coach, they hear, "Take her,
go get her,"
and it's just a reminder that, oh, I can do this.
I mean, you're good enough,
and that one thing leads to more confidence, and all of a sudden they're doing a little bit more. They're willing to expand the
their boundaries a little more than they thought could. And it's a fun thing to watch when the light kind of goes on. Got your head on top of your head?
What I got my hand up because Gator Padre alerted me to something I didn't put together. Remember when Chris Call said that I talk about stuff that's not supposed to happen? You know, you're not supposed to talk about off-the-record stuff. Chris just brought a story from the plane about something that happened off the air and off the record.
Now, to be fair, charter plane, this is like a regular plane. Like, everybody is
available. But how can he get mad at someone for revealing something when he just revealed something that she may have not wanted to reveal?
That didn't put Bailey in a bad light. It made her look like she had fun.
It made me look like I was in a bad light.
I get it, but
I think it's a bit of a reach.
No, it's not a reach.
I think it's a reach.
I mean,
a little reach.
Well, he's just taking whatever support he can get. That's all.
Yes, he is.
Bailey is about a 7-6 right now, points to rebounds. She's leading the team in rebounds, but she's going to be a double-double before too long. Once she gets the belief that she can go out there in 40 minutes and
Bailey
do that.
Putting the Del she's Norte a double, Nighthawks on the board.
She's a double-double player, and she's getting better all the time, and so is the team. All right, we have Aztec men's basketball also. Are they still off? When is that Arizona game? I'm like,
they play Air Force first, and then they play Arizona.
So they got a conference game.
Yeah.
And then Arizona.
Yeah.
So their next game is a conference game.
Yep.
On Wednesday. All right.
Can you talk to your friend, Mr. Shapiro?
David P. Shapiro?
Yes, that's
our guy.
What are
you talking about?
Love that guy.
Bailey Barnhart joined us. I do too. Bailey joined us on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Thank you, Scraby. You can chastise me off the air, and I won't everybody when we come back that you did that.
I don't actually believe that, but I will not chastise you.
We'll see. Hour down, three to go at this pace.
You put it like that.
Close. I know, look out.
Trouble.
Stick around. We'll see where this thing takes us. Countdown is coming up, and a daily gambit. So hang in there, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.